All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review.
Yeah!
The Video Game Review.
What what?
The Video Game Review.
Ha!
The Video Game Review.
What what what?
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review.
Don't be hating.
The Video Game Review.
That's what I have said.
The Video Game Review.
Keep it real.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and we're going to talk video games for the next hour. It's the only hour all week where they let me do this, because I'm on all these sports talk networks. We got to keep it football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. But 1 hour a week, this hour, we will talk video games. And not just sports video games, but all video games, y'all. Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco, is the home of the Video Game Review. If you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. That's for the cheat code at the end of the show. That's to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour, about a half hour from now. It's also for questions, comments, or concerns in email format. Otherwise, call me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Don't write it down. Dial it up. It's toll-free. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Streaming through sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live. Also, SB Nation Live. You can hear us through that website. You can hear us on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider at 35 million homes. Also, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on. Sirius XM, where are my semi-drivers at? I got me a big rig stopping over at Bucky's. I actually got to go to a Bucky's in South Carolina. It was a religious experience. No, it was pretty fun. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Get to you every which way we can. An American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, we appreciate all that they do to keep us and our allies safe. All right. That's the open. We're going to go to a break. Yeah. I know it's the open, Rick. Come on back. Let's talk video games on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. I'll be giving away a brand new game at 40 after the hour. It's quiet like a church now. I got like an FM voice right there. It's quiet like a church now. Also, cheat code at the end of the show, rick@sportsbyline.com for both of those deals. We've been talking about this forever, and it got to the point where I don't want to say I almost didn't care anymore, but the... The SAG-AFTRA video game actors strike, there is an agreement now for this AI security. The Hollywood video game voice and motion picture actors signed that new contract this week. And SAG-AFTRA said AI was the centerpiece of our proposal package. And this was from negotiation committee, Sarah Amela, who is a voice actor in Final Fantasy 15 and Call of Duty Black Ops 3. She said she knew it was crucial to ensure there was a baseline on how to ethically use AI in the gaming industry, and the new protections include consent and disclosure requirements for AI digital replica use and the ability for performers to suspend consent for, that's a good name for a game, suspend consent for the new generation of material. Fran Drescher, Bobby Fleckman. Fran Drescher is the president, if you didn't know, of SAG after him. She says, quote, "This deal achieves important progress around AI protections, and progress is the name of the game." So the deal applies to these video game studios. Colon. Activision Productions, Blind Light, Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts Productions, Formosa Interactive, Insomniac Games, Llama Productions, Take-Two Productions, and WB Games. The new agreement goes into effect immediately. The vote was 95% to 5%. So the new contract also offers more safety measures, which was a specific concern. Mela says there are folks who not only give their voices to the characters, but their bodies, and they put their bodies on the line for these characters.
And those are the motion capture actors. They will also have medics available during this as well. And so I was saying, you know, a lot of times, I think when a union goes on strike, you always just figure, oh, they're getting screwed over by the man. That's not all 100% true, part and parcel. I mean, there are sometimes there are unions that you look at it and almost all the union members are like, I'm actually okay with this. And then some guy in a windbreaker says local 329. No, we're not. Hold the sign. There are nuances. There are nuances to all of this. you never like to be a scab. You don't want that hanging over you. But still, just because a union is on strike doesn't mean that I'm automatically sympathetic with them. And as I said, I was getting to the point where I almost didn't care. But it's over. We don't have to talk about it anymore after this. The deal provides compounded increases in pay, 15.17% immediately. That's a nice little bump, over 15% raise. November of this year, they get another 3%. November of next year, another 3%. November 2027, another 3%. So that's 9%. So in 3 years, they will have a 24% raise. That's not too bad. So, you know, when the writers and the actors went on strike in 2023, they were lumped into this and they were the only ones standing for a long time. And the No Fakes Act is a bipartisan bill right now in Congress would make it illegal to make an AI replica of someone's likeness and voice without their permission. And that obviously seems like that would be, you could save money. There's no doubt. You wouldn't have to pay me my peanuts to do this show. You could, I mean, like, oh, I'm so irreplaceable, Beyonce. But, you know, now somebody told me the other day, and I don't know if this is true. I don't know AI. Okay. I know Allen Iverson, the artificial intelligence, talk about practice. I mean, they say it used to be, oh, if we can get like 20 different consonants and vowels from you. And now someone says, oh, all you got to do is talk for a minute and then AI has everything it needs. And that's not good. You could say something pretty horrifying. I don't even want to go into some of the things you could say that would get you immediately canceled. But that's done. That's dusted. And that's good because we don't have to worry about that anymore. Now, there's another thing I saw this week, which I thought was interesting, that the FBI announced a major cybercrime takedown on pirated video games. According to the FBI, the targeted websites operated for more than 4 years. They offered illegal downloads of video games for days or weeks ahead of their official release. Between February 28th and May 28th of this year alone, investigators recorded 3.2 million downloads, and it cost the industry more than $170 million. So, yeah, it seems like it took a while there. Napster. So if you operate these or you were getting games off them, I'll just list them real quick. NSW2U.com, NSWDL.com, game-2U.com, big-game.com, PS4PKG.com, PS4PKG.net, and MGNETU.com. So now I'm mentioning those because it's not just, oh, you can't, you know, you can't run these websites. If you try to gain access to these sites now, there will be a seizure banner. And they also, although I doubt it, but I have to mention, they also might go after you. It just depends how bored they are that day. It could be a low crime day, or you could have some FBI agent with a stick up his kazoo going, I'm going to get everybody. So the FBI credited international partners and they singled out the Dutch Fiscal Information and Investigation Service. In Holland, it's known as FIOD. That's right. They're not Deutsch. They're not Dutch. Holland is a state. Let's just call it the Netherlands, then we're okay. The Low Countries, the pie ball. There we go. And so thereby, now that we have this, they can go ahead and just don't go on there and try to get games no more. No more. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. Which one is it? You'll have to wait and see. The way you win it is just by I'll do a very stupid, easy question. There's no tricks to it. I'm just trying to give the game away. Second correct answer at my email, rick@sportsbyline.com. And why second? Because if I say first, you'll just figure I missed it. And if I say 37th, you'll say, that's too weird. Now, I was talking about those sites getting shut down by the FBI for piracy. And it is a somewhat weird thing when it comes to software piracy. I'll tell you what I mean by that. And maybe I'm a bit prosaic or naive, whatever you want to say, and whatever big word or small word you want to use, maybe just dumb. That I remember when I was working in TV in the 90s. Yeah, I'm kind of old. Nothing like an old guy hosting a video game show. That's the way it goes, baby. Oh, yeah. And I was working in TV in the 90s, and Windows 95 came out, and there were all these. I worked in the control room. I was a technical director, but on the office side, there are all these cubicles, and every cubicle had a new Windows 95 box. And each one, I think, was like $180 at the time. So they bought like, I don't know, 40 copies of it. And I remember thinking, why don't you just use one disk and just put Windows 95 on all of them? Well, it's like, well, that's not fair. And it has a, you know, specific key code, and you have to register it, and it only works on that computer, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you own it. And I'm like, not really. You don't really own it. Huh? So if you buy, let's say, I don't know, Raiders of the Lost Ark on Blu-ray, right? Can you sell it? Yeah. Can you lend it to a friend? Sure. If you buy a book, can you give it to a friend? Yeah. Can you sell it? Yeah. But not with software. You can't spread it around. And or they'll get you. And I mean, I do understand it. It just seems a little odd because you don't really own it. But going over to Brussels, that's right, the Sprouts. No, at the Grand Place in Belgique, one of the vice presidents of the European Parliament, Nicolai Stefanuta. Now, what is it? Stefanuta. Sorry, Nicolai. Nicolai Stefanuta. Judy Tenuta. He, yesterday, publicly voiced his support for Stop Killing Games, which is a major win for this new EU citizens initiative called Stop Killing Games. And he went on IG and he said that he had signed the petition for Stop Killing Games to help continue the involvement. He said, quote, I stand with the people who started this citizens initiative. I signed and will continue to help them. A game, once sold, belongs to the customer, not the company. Wow. That probably sent shivers down me timbers in the U.S. and Japan. So now this guy, Stefanatu, sounds very Romanian, if I can go there, Nicolai Stefanatu. Stefanuta, I said it wrong again, live radio. He can only do so much for the Stop Killing Games movement on the floor, but the support, they say, could be crucial because as a member of the European Parliament, he can keep it open if it does come to another debate. So there are other EU politicians that have not been paying any attention to this. Reports, I have not been there to see the mannequin piece. But the road from the citizens' initiative to actual legislation is long. It's not necessarily guaranteed. But Stop Killing Games, as it's called, is off to a pretty good start. It cleared the 1 million minimum signatures to officially become what is called the aforementioned, quote, citizens' initiative. It still needs to meet more thresholds. And then after that, they have to verify all the signatures. How long does it take to verify 1 million signatures?
I can make an algorithm in about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, then do that. But Stefanuta's words of support come just a week after the lobbying group Video Games Europe released a disappointing statement opposing Stop Killing Games and defending the practices the movement is trying to put an end to. Video Games Europe may not be listening to what actual gamers have to say, but Stefan Nuda is paying attention and hopefully will be a strong advocate. And then we'll just see. I mean, I don't know what the ramifications would be after that, but to say that you buy a video game and then it's yours? Huh. You may think it is, but it's not. All right. I also wanted to bring this up as well. I got a little a newsy pieces here about video game subscriptions. And I have PlayStation Plus, so count me in. I do not have Xbox Game Pass. And I do not have a subscription to Nintendo Online or Switch Online. But as I said, I do have the basic PS Plus. Otherwise, I can't go online. So this was reported on MSN that the video game subscription has now reached an all-time high of $600 million this May. Xbox Game Pass is leading the way, and the record figure did help offset some marginal declines. Apparently, PlayStation Plus and EA Play were a little bit down. But mainstream video game subscription services have been around for over 20 years. That was when Microsoft launched and then retired that XBLA, the Xbox Live, and then they said, we're going to go gold. And so even though there were some signs of deceleration, it still continues to make cash. And the latest report from Circana executive director Matt Piscatella says that the niche will reach new heights. As I said, $600 million in May. That's roughly 29% increase from the same period a year earlier. Spending on non-mobile subscription services totaled about $465 million. But the subscription services growth offset the gaming hardware decline, as I was mentioning, and you know, the overall spending on gaming content from games and DLC and subscriptions is in the ballpark of $3.75 billion. That was a 2% increase. I always love it when I say, oh, this industry is dead, that industry is dead. I remember a couple years ago, like, oh, baseball's dead. And I'm like, they've never made more money, never sold more tickets. But it was basically, you know, if you wanted to play online, you had to buy these services. And it's funny because I was, even though I had the PS3, I loved my 360. I hadn't had the Red Ring of Death, finally got it. But I really liked my 360 over my PS3. Except to play online, you had to pay on Xbox, and it was free for PlayStation. And so when it came time, Xbox One or PS4, I went PS4. I got the PS4, and they said, oh, by the way, if you play online, you have to pay. I'm like, no, that's a Microsoft thing. Well, we're doing it now too. Aha. So I'm not, I don't have a camera facing me broadcasting to millions and have a weird nickname like Toastmaster Cool Guy. I don't know what my nickname would be. But it wouldn't be Toastmaster Cool Guy. I don't know where that came from. So I don't have like a headset. When I play online, I'm just playing multiplayer. I'm not getting in a squad. And one of the things too, because of that, is muting the entire chat. You know, the last thing I want to hear is someone else chatting, especially someone who's not even in my squad or my team. The one thing that I I've never understood too is that, you know, there are some people that play music while they're playing the video games because they could hear it in the background. I thought, well, that seems distracting. There are people watching TV because I can hear the television. I can hear commercials. So what are you looking at when you got two screens? I remember mentioning this before years ago, and there was a bartender here at Vesuvio in San Francisco. Shout out Columbus Street in North Beach. But I remember he told me, he said that, you know, he works at night, so he would listen to my daytime show, 9 to noon. He would listen to my show with the sound down while he played video games. And then I said, oh, that's not weird at all. Continue. Thank you. Continue to do that. But yes, subscriptions are up because, well, I mean, everything's up, but still, when you think about cutting back, how much time do you put into video games? How much enjoyment do you get out of them? That's where your dollar, if you're listening to my voice right now, I would venture to say that you know that that's much more worth it. And I've told the story before where I laid out all my, this was like 25 years ago, I laid out all my video games and my little brother came over and he's like, hey, how much did you pay for all this? And then I started adding it up and I was almost like getting embarrassed. And I was like, I guess it is a lot of money. And he said, all I've done is just bought beer and tried to pick up girls. I wasted all my money. I'm like, oh, at least I have something to show for it. All right, on that happy note, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. And the lines are available at 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
The Video Game Review.
All righty then, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up, I will give you some new releases as well. I'll tell you what's on the shelf. But it's 40 after. It's time, as I promised, to give away a brand new game. This is a PC game called Ground of Aces. And we're talking fighter pilots. Developed and published by Blind Flug Studios AG. Or maybe Blindflug Studios AG. Das ist richtig, genau, wahrscheinlich. Vielleicht Blindflug Studios. Here's the blurb, quote, take command of a remote military air base during World War II. Build your own aircraft. Manage iconic airfields and oversee your crew's well-being. And prepare them against air raids and send your pilots on dangerous missions. Survive and help your nation win the war. Yeah, it's kind of got a little Battle of Britain-esque scramble to Spitfires. At least that's what it looks like. It's called Ground of Aces. Tell me in the email, rick@sportsbyline.com, this is about World War II fighter pilots or this is about blackjack. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Ground of Aces from Blindflug Studios. Yeah. Sorry, I got to say it like Dita. Speaking of sports games, EA, we were talking about the basketball being coming back in 3 years, but the EA Sports, it's in the game, College Football 26, we are getting some early impressions. First of all, there ain't no Bill Belichick. Huh? Remember, if you ever played Madden, Bill Belichick was a generic NE coach or New England coach. And so you will not see him if you want to play Tar Heel football in Chapel Hill, y'all. You will also not see Coach Prime.
Amazon Prime? Is that his first name?
No, Primetime. Neon Dion. You will not see him with the Buffs, and you will also not see Cristobal with the U. That's Miami's Mario. So Belichick, his name... I'm not kidding. Hector Luna. Hector Moon. Why is Belichick Hector Luna? And Deion Sanders' name is Kirk Patrick. By the way, one of the greatest fake names to give cops ever was Andre Rison. When he got arrested, he told the cops his name was Brock Middlebrook. It's a great name. That's better than Rusty Bedsprings. What's your name, sir? I'm Brock Middlebrook. It's too good to be made up. So what's going on here? Well, EA Sports, who makes the game, they have a licensing agreement with the NFL Coaches Association. And they don't want in. They do not want in. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay. But we have seen, now that we've been able to grab this on July 7th, we have seen some pretty cool
things, of course. Now, I mean, the pomp, the circumstance, the authentic feel, night games, rivalries, conference title games, CFP games, louder crowds, star players, Vatex, Enter Sandman, Michigan's Mr. Brightside, Bama's LED lights, hype it up. Well, the gameplay, I can report, is very smooth. It look good. And you don't even need to be a true X and O's savant to play the game. But, you know, maybe you're getting beat on some slant routes. Just adjust your coverage and you stop that. Going against an inexperienced offensive line, blitz the hell out of them. Blitz, blitz, blitz. All this stuff is there, and a lot of it is just pre-snap menu. You think about pre-snap reads. You know, you're a quarterback, and you see two deep, you know you can put a little more air under the ball. If you see three deep, then you know you got to put a little more zip on the ball if they have deep third. So, also, the Road to Glory high school experience. That's right. I said high school. Now, there were some people that were upset you couldn't play a full high school season. It's still an upgrade from last year. And the experience is extremely unique to each career. And a school could have interest in a dual threat quarterback, but it might not if it already got a commitment from the same type of player. So you'll get a, like the example here, this is from Hawaii, Timmy Chung, the head coach, one of the best quarterbacks ever, if you just want to go by stats. Timmy Chang lit it up for the Wahine Warriors, which I guess is redundant. This is the thing. This is like from the game. Fictional character, Jordan Mendoza, Orange, California. Jordan, you made it clear you're a player who does things the right way. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors are offering you a full athletic scholarship to continue your growth in a program built on discipline, teamwork, and respect. We believe your best is still ahead of you, and we're excited to help you unlock it while building something special together. That is cool to get a letter like that. I never got a letter like that. I played Division II football. I never got a letter like that. This is why this stuff is, this is cool. Do you really want to play a full season of high school football? I don't. Not even in a video game. Now, that's like Call of Duty. All right, let's just go back to caveman days and fight with sticks. All right, now you can have your AK. Like, what? Now, so also, I mean, you want to keep it legit. What are you going to have? You're going to have transfer portal craziness, redundant. And you remember that coaching carousel? Well, the transfer portal is even more chaotic. It's unpredictable. You never want to know who's going to leave your school, who needs a fresh start. I mean, in one offseason, DJ Lagway left Florida after he was a Heisman Trophy finalist, and star defensive end Colin Simmons decided to leave Texas after leading the Longhorns to a national championship in the game. I haven't really gotten into the NIL side of things too yet, but the home screen isn't annoying this time.
What do you mean, Rick?
Well,
is this supposed to be my voice?
The repetitive, rage-inducing, generic drumline music, which was cool for about 5 minutes, like you're in a Scottish tattoo, that's gone from the main screen. There's a fresh selection of music. Change it up. Keep people from losing their minds as they're on the road to glory. Some fight songs are in, some marching band songs like Runaway Baby, Industry Baby will play, some generic songs as well. And that's good. So the gist of it is EA Sports is much better now. EA Sports Football, I should say. And by the way, Mike Gundy, I'm a man. I'm 40. Remember that? But the Pokes, still water. You should see him in this game. He's got enormo hair. Remember, he was the OSU QB at one point, like in the 80s. Gundy This is a quote from him after he saw it at USA Today. "That for sure, I have a full head of hair and they got me all muscled up. I'm not all that muscled up, so that's awesome. Wait till my high school buddies see that. They'll be lighting me up. I have not played the game, but I think it's pretty cool that somebody put me in the video game. I wish my royalties off it were as much as the players, but it should be fun." "I'm a man. I'm 40. I love that. Do you remember that when he had a meltdown? That was in Stillwater. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. What do we got? Arashi Gaiden, PC. Dawn Apart, D-A-W-N Apart, PC. Kaizen, A Factory Story. This is Linux, Mac, and PC. Now there's a computer game. Sunshine Days, Town Builder. That's for your phones. iPhones and Droid. Ark Aquatica. This is an expansion map on the PC. Atomic Owl, also on the PC. How about this? Destiny 2, The Edge of Fate. You can throw that in. That's on all the big boy systems except the Switch. When I say Switch, that's Switch and Switch 2. That's the 4 and the 5, the 1, the X and S, and PC. Dungeons and Dragons, Never Winter Nights 2. PC, Switch, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Eden's Zero, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Eric's Home, The Stolen Dream, X and S, 5, PC. Lost in Prayer, personal computer. As is Noble Legacy. Noobs Are Coming, Linux and PC. Ready or Not finally makes it to the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. I think it's interesting, too, that Ready or Not, a friend of mine said, "Yeah, I played it for a day and then I stopped." I'm like, "So it's no good?" He goes, "No, it's pretty good." I go, "Why'd you stop?" He's like, "Eh." I'm like, thanks for the breakdown. "So it's not good?" "No, it's good. You just stopped playing. Why?" Yeah. All right. But Ready or Not makes it to the PS5, Xbox Series X and S. And they have been having Bill Burr do reads on his podcast. And I have never heard a video game being promoted by Bill Burr. So very interesting. Whoever's in charge of advertising, I like it. Stronghold Crusader, Definitive Edition on the PC. Gaucho and the Grassland. And that's on Mac and PC. Medievally Battle Simulator. Not medieval. Medievally Battle Simulator. Neon Noodles, a ramen game. 5, X and S, and Switch. Rat Shaker. Say that 3 times fast. Rat Shaker, X and S. Worship is on the PC. And then on the Switch 2, this is coming out on Friday, Donkey Kong Bonanza. Oh, yeah. Tell me you have a Switch 2 and you ain't going to buy it because you know you is, girl. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back on the video game review with the cheat code.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, the Video Game Review, closing it out in our customary fashion with a cheat code request. I like looking them up for older games. Send them in to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Tony L. Tony L. Hey, Tony. Tony L. wants to know how to get Minion in Twisted Metal. That's actually Twisted Metal 2, Tony, and I can tell you how to unlock Minion. And he's the guy who rolls up in a big tank, and he can take quite a few hits, and he unleashes some firepower that even Sweet Tooth can't match. By the way, that is one of the great video game characters of all time. An insane clown riding in between two wheels with two miniguns, and his name is Sweet Tooth. Whenever I hear Twisted Metal, that's the first thing I think of. So well done there. Anyway, go to Vehicle Select. Press L1, up, down, and left. Once again, Vehicle Select, L1, up, down, and left, and you will get Minion for Twisted Metal 2. And, you know, there are still some places you can go, and that's the newest game people have, you know. I remember going to a friend's house, and he had the 2600. That was the last system he had. So that's why I'm like looking these up. for some of these older games. Thanks for tuning in. We will take a 6-day, 23-hour break, and we will come on back next time. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.